I'm here today at Bletchley Park for a very exciting Silicon Valley Comes to the UK tour, where we have several people from Silicon Valley coming over and visiting Bletchley Park. At the moment, I'm standing with Jean Valentine and Ruth Bourne, who both worked at Bletchley Park and are some of the most amazing people I've ever met. Jean's just been talking about how she got started on the road to where she is today and how she ended up at Bletchley Park. And I thought it'd be great for her to share it with you. Jean, do you want to tell us what you were just saying?
Of course I will. I was just saying that when I was at primary school, in the top class, the qualifying class as it was called in Scotland, at age of 11, my headmaster used to take a few of us into his room, poor soul wouldn't be allowed to do it nowadays, I don't suppose, and teach us about lateral thinking. Do these funny puzzles where there was a goat and a donkey and a cabbage on an island, how do you get them across without leaving, that sort of thing, which kindled my interest in cryptic crossword puzzles. And because I was keen on cryptic crossword puzzles, when I joined the Navy, they obviously took note of this, and I ended up in Bletchley Park. From here, I went to Ceylon. There, I met the man I married, and I've just come back from there, having done a sentimental journey.
Yeah, that's lovely. So why were you in Sri Lanka now, right?
It is Sri Lanka now.
So why were you in Sri Lanka recently?
Just a sentimental journey.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, lovely.
And so, funnily enough, they still call it Ceylon tea everywhere you go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's true. Yeah, that's true.
And a lot of the locals, I think, don't know. Anyway, Sri Lanka just means the island of Lanka, which, of course, when I was there, it was HMS Lanka, because, as you know, the Navy always calls their stone frigates HMS something or other, and they use their own name for Ceylon.
So, Jean, can you just say briefly what you did at Bletchley Park?
Well, I worked here on the bomb, which was finding the settings on the rotors of the Enigma machine. And out there, excuse me, I was helping to break Japanese weather reports. I don't know how to say it. It was so simple, I really don't like to explain it to you. It sounds important, but it wasn't very difficult.
Oh, I don't believe that. It's because you're very clever that maybe that seems so simple.
Anyway, happy to do that for you.
Oh, thank you. So, Ruth, you worked here as well. Were you doing the same kind of job as Jean?
No, I didn't do the Japanese because I joined 2 years after Jean, and so I was in a situation of being on one of the bomb out stations when the atomic bomb was dropped. And my job then became not a bomb operator but a bomb destroyer. And we were given soldering irons, and we had to dismantle the bomb right down to the very last wires and put all these pieces in little bits of paper and then wrap them up and put them into cardboard boxes, and they were sold off as army surplus.
Oh, wow.
So that's what I did. The reason I got here was because I had done French, German and Spanish at school.
Okay.
And I wanted to be a linguist, and even been thrown in the deep end when I was evacuated and had to learn to read Welsh.
Right.
However, none of these, particularly Welsh, which is a code in itself, none of these was I asked to use.
Right.
But that's how I got to be chosen, presumably.
Wow. That's amazing. And what age were you when you came here?
I was just 18.
Okay.
I was just under 18 when I volunteered, and it was the time when the Second Front was being opened.
Yeah.
So I was 2 years younger than Jean.
Okay.
And so I suppose the way the events would have worked was you went from here to Eastcote, from Eastcote to Stanmore, and from Stanmore to Colombo, but we never got that far.
Oh, wow. But Jean did.
Oh, yeah, being 2 years older than me, was already well into it before I joined.
Okay. Yes. So Jean was just saying that she had to get her father's permission to be able to go to Colombo.
Yes.
So at the age of 19. So I guess wouldn't have to do that these days.
No, I would have been allowed to, but never got that far. However, because I was in London when the war finished, I had the access to services clubs.
Right.
That's where I met my husband,
who'd
just come back from North Africa.
Yeah.
And so we got married. I think a lot of the weddings happened
because
of the people being near London. And London was a kind of hub where everybody met everybody from all over the world.
Amazing.
It was the most exciting time.
Thank you, Jean.